Welcome to your Monday. Story for breakfast, back on your wireless for another working week, and it's lovely to have your company as we do it for the Port City Bowling Club, my great sponsors. Good morning to you, and yes, welcome to another week. And hasn't it got a bit of a chill in the air this morning, folks? If that's not autumn, I'm not here. Anyway, it's lovely to have your company on the wireless or the listener app this morning, and plenty to get through on the show today. After 7, we have a game of Who Said It. Also, after 7.30, we're going to talk travel with John Joyce from Port Macquarie Travel, our resident expert. So, yes, if you're looking to book a holiday, John will get you across all you need to know. Now, holy dooly, what about that rain over the weekend? My goodness. Holy dooly. I think Saturday afternoon we'd had about 140 mil, and then we got another drenching yesterday. Oh, unbelievable stuff. Anyway, in first calls, looking to hear from you. How much rain did you get at your place? I'd love to know. Right now at Sandcrocs, it's 17 degrees, and a big good morning to everyone involved with the Ride the Wave Festival. Oh, it happened. Oh, my goodness. It was frantic, but it happened, and it was so great to see people queued all the way back down the break wall looking to get in as the clouds parted on Saturday and the sun came out. It was beautiful. Anyway, big good morning to Rob and Erin and all the team at the Ride the Wave Festival. Yeah, great people. Right, the Eurythmics are here. I will get you across what's making news overnight in the next 7 or so minutes. But, yes, if you are having sweet dreams, time to get up. Strawny for breakfast, Triple M.
Who said it?
Thanks to Car Lovers Car Express Car Wash, Port Macquarie and Wauchope.
Your fastest drive-through automatic laser wash in two great locations.
And those two great locations are Port Macquarie and Wauchope, ladies and gentlemen. The Car Lovers Express Car Wash, your fastest drive-through automatic laser wash. In Port and Wauchope, join the Unlimited Wash Club for only $9.95 a week. Yes, and it's time to have the game of Who Said It. Now, I want you to identify which Formula One driver the commentators are talking about here.
Early safety car is going to come in here.
It wasn't Rick's fault, Crofty. It's a racing incident.
So whose fault wasn't it? Play it again for you.
Early safety car is going to come in here.
It wasn't Rick's fault, Crofty. It's a racing incident.
So who is the driver they're talking about there that's beeped out? 133353 is the telephone number. And you will get a free wash if you've been a bit of a dirty dog over the weekend as we go to the phones. Triple M, good morning.
Strawny.
Yes, who have we got there?
It's Pommy Paul, mate.
Pommy Paul, of course. You were watching the Formula Ones. How are you, champion?
I'm good, mate. You?
Mate, fighting fit. Fantastic. Can't complain, mate. You have a nice weekend?
I did, actually, mate. Went down to the Red Hot Summer down at Hunter Valley.
Oh, how was it?
Dry, but boggy.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. It definitely wasn't dry up here on the weekend, so you dodged a bullet there, champion.
Moist, mate, I think it wasn't it?
That's where you do your best work, mate. righto. Now, Pommy Paul, who are they talking about there, mate?
I'm going to take a punt at Daniel Ricciardo.
You have got it right, mate. Well done.
Beautiful.
Now, what sort of state's the vehicle in at the moment?
It's my car, so it's pretty clean, but it's got a bit of speckly crap on there, so let's go and wash it off.
Now, I know Pommy Paul personally, and I know that he keeps everything of his in mint condition. So the fact that he said there's some speckles on it, you wouldn't even notice it, ladies and gents.
Fair point.
Yeah, it's right. That's right. Hold the line for us, Paul. I'll grab your details, mate. Another winner here at Strawny for breakfast.
Triple M's Talking Travel for Port Macquarie Travel. Experience their experience.
And joining us, like he does every week, is none other than John Joyce. Good morning, mate. Welcome back to the show.
We had a week off last week.
Yes, we did. We did. Yeah. And well, I'll tell you what, we had a week off footy-wise too, and we'll just take the 2 points and move on, John, hey?
Definitely.
That's a win in my books.
I think we play South next week, and that'll be interesting.
It will. It will be, mate. They might not even have their coach. That was a bit of a stab, wasn't it? Now, John, the beautiful Sonia is in Singapore, and why is she in Singapore?
Well, she's going to work, she says, but it's really a holiday. She's going up for a week, but she's doing the real touristy thing. So she's checking the on-off bus, she's going to the zoo, and she's doing Marina Bay Sands, the morning tea, and she's just doing a real touristy thing. So she sees what our clients do, and just to check up what's changed over the years, and Yeah, so she'll be back. She'll be on a week, away a week, and she's going to post some photos on Facebook, Port Macquarie's Facebook page. And, yeah, it's just an update, really.
Oh, very good. Well, I'll tell you what, that's the only way you get across something is going and having those trips, John. So, you know, good on her for being a diligent employee, right?
Yeah, well, now she's a partner in the business, so I've got to look after
her. Well, very good, very good. Now, John, last time we spoke, there were some great deals if you wanted to head off to Fiji for a week, and they have been extended, I understand.
Extended to the end of this week. I spoke to the girls at Viva, and they said, yeah, we're extending them a week. So we got had a few bookings last time, but you still got a chance. If you missed out, pop in, and you've got till the end of this week.
So they've got everything from, you know, your higher-end, you know, couples retreat through to a great family all-inclusive option where it's basically you land, dump your bags and see you in a week.
Yeah, it's just the top range and the, shall we say, the family range, and the family have all meals, and the Naviti is a great spot for kids. They just, and of course the Fijians look after them like you wouldn't believe.
Great people, the Fijians, and also too, John, some great golf courses over there.
Yeah, well, there's a golf package as well, so everything. And the time of the year to go, it's cooling off and the cyclones are finishing, I assume. Sure, I thought they'd be finished by now.
Touching wood, John. I'm touching wood, mate.
you know, we'll get back to normal, the winter weather now, and which will be good, but Sonia will check the flights and to Singapore, how much the transfers are from the airport and whether to take a taxi or organise a transfer. She'll do all that and try and enjoy herself at the same time. But I know Sonia, she'll be working the whole time.
Yeah, she is a bit of a workaholic, isn't she? Thank you, John. Well, guys, if you're looking to either get to Fiji or hear about Sonia's travels when she gets back, folks, Port Macquarie Travel is where you go. They are the experts. And, John, you have a great week, mate. I'll talk to you next Monday.
Talk to you next Monday.
Now, we are about to be joined by a man who's on a mission, folks, and that mission is to try every pie in the country, and he joins us this morning. Piney, good morning to you, mate.
Morning, mate. How are you?
Mate, so I am fighting fit fantastic this morning, and what a mission you're on, mate.
Yeah, I'm back at the pie this morning too, so I'm going to head into out at Gungahlin out here, one of the suburbs in Canberra, and try one of the pies from Dobbinson's, I think, today or somewhere around there. Yeah,
Gungahlin.
I've been here for a little while in Canberra. I've been about 11 of the pie joints, 12 of the pie joints. So I've had a lot of pies.
Well, mate, I understand you were on the mid-north coast recently. Is that right?
I was. I've done a fair few there. I've done Port Macquarie. I was in Fostertongue, Curry. Went to Nabarick. Is it Nabarick?
Nabiak.
I can't say this right. It's Bulla Dula or Bulla Dula or
whatever. Bulla Dealer. Yeah.
But I had an absolute cracking one there at the fire. I had two, actually. The one at Tuncurry Bakery was a sweet barbecue brisket. It was absolutely stunning. And then the next day, I'd already been to Lakesway Bakery actually a couple of years ago, and they make a cracking pie there. But then I went and had the Indo fish curry, which was at Foster Bakehouse, which was the mahi-mahi fish, ginger, turmeric, chili. It was my fifth ever perfect score. So I've done over 580 reviews around Australia, and I've only given five perfect scores, 50 from 50, and it was absolutely perfect.
And that was the Foster Bakehouse, was it?
It was. They won a gold medal for that pie at the Great Aussie Pie Comp, which I helped judge last year at Fine Foods in Sydney. And they won it for that category pie, and it was absolutely stunning. Like, it had a bit of go in it, had a bit of crack.
It had a bit of go in it. That's such a great way to describe a pie.
It had a bit of go. But the fish, the mahi-mahi fish, was you could taste nearly every ingredient. But the pastry was thin. It was beautiful. They've done a great job, and it's actually, you know, a terrific story. His father was a baker. His father passed away at a young age. He just retired, and his father died 12 months later. And that was, you know, and the actual recipe is his wife's recipe. So, yeah, it was a great story, and it was a tremendous pie. The one at Tunner's Bakery was absolutely, I had about five pies in there at Tunner's Bakery. It was beautiful. I popped in and seen Talisa and Brett at Lakeway again. They're terrific people. Went and saw they, and they make a great pie in there as well. And then in the Nabarrok. It was awesome. I've been at the Gloucester as well. I went out there in September and had one at Heavy's out there. And what a crazy dude he is, mate. His story is, you know, phenomenal. He's mid-70s, but he lost his grandfather and his father within 3 months of each other at the age of 16. And then he was thrust into that bakery. And he's been there ever since. He's a tragic Rabbitoh supporter, poor bugger. And he makes in a cheap pies. Pies are in like $4.50 or something. I can't believe that.
Oh, mate.
And he's a great fella. So there's some cracking bakeries around your joint, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, a big shout-out to the Foster Bakehouse then. Getting a perfect score.
Absolutely. So the reviews on my Facebook page, but I've also got a website with a pie map. So it's got like an Aussie pie map. So when you're travelling the mid-north coast, you can jump on the Facebook page or the website, pioneerspiereviews.com, and you can actually jump on the pie map and search where I've been, where I've stayed. So,
mate, that's fantastic. Good on you, Piney. And it's really good. It's really good for you to support local business too, mate. You know what I mean?
100%. So I actually stayed at the Foster Sports School, Tunner Sports Club there. Parked the caravan in there. I played golf at the golf course, which is a great track. And it's about getting people travelling, getting people moving, getting people going to these areas and getting these little towns and spending some money.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. Well said.
The North Coast is absolutely stunning. So anyone that's travelling down there, jump on the website and check it out.
Absolutely, buddy. Now, I've got a did you happen to check out Bell's Bakery in Port Macquarie?
Mate, Wayne's a lunatic. He's actually a tragic shark supporter too, poor bugger.
I am as well.
Mate. And you know what? His wife, Belinda, she's a Titan supporter. It's even worse.
Oh, mate, she's lovely. She's lovely.
She's awesome. But he makes a cracking pie. I went there in 2021 when all those floods were coming. No, 22 and all those floods were coming down there. And he's a terrific fellow, mate. I think I had about 9 pies that day. And he's been around a long time. He's won a number of awards for his pie. So his review is up on the map as well.
Mate, his steak Diane is something that is just...
I had 10 pies that day in there. And we took a photo. We cut them all in half when I took a photo. And then, we had a competition, actually, who could guess all the correct flavours.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, now he makes his bottom pastry is still one of the best bottom pastries I've ever had. It's thin, it's crispy, and he's a ripping blend. Apparently, he's a very good surfer too.
Mate, he is a fantastic surfer.
Yeah, apparently he's a terrific, but he's just a really good lad.
Well, mate, it's good to see that not only would it be about 15 years ago, there was that long jumper that was long jumping for Australia, living off ciggies, cans of Coke and pies, Jai Tarima. And it sounds like, mate, pies are still a crucial part of your diet when you're getting about the place.
Pie, schooners and playing golf. So,
how good.
As I said, mate, the Mid-North Coast has got so much for families to offer, you know, and particularly Foster Tuncurry. Like, it's if you love your beaches, you love your golf, you love your food.
Yeah, mate.
There's so much around. And those little areas too, Bulladula and Nabarrok and all those...
Mate, that's brilliant. That's brilliant.
It's awesome. And then there's some good stories behind these bakeries too.
Absolutely, mate. Absolutely. And go and buy a pie and take the time and have a yarn with them.
Get in the pie and talk to them. And obviously give these bakeries some feedback too. If you get everyone's pie experience is different. I don't have sauce on any of my pies. There's no sauce policy with me. And everyone's pie, that causes a huge debate. And everyone's pie experience is different. And if you get a bad one, just go in and tell them, give them some feedback.
Yeah, that's right. If they don't know, they don't know, right?
Definitely don't get on social media and bag them and just get on, go in there and say, hey, guys, I had a bad pie, you know, and mate, they'll look after you.
Absolutely.
Always good people in there. But as I said, get down and jump on the page and you can, and obviously too, on the page has got where I stayed and all the, you know, free camping and stuff. So people can jump on there and plan their trips around having pies.
Mate, I will share your Foster Bakehouse review on the socials this morning. But ladies and gents of the Mid-North Coast, give it up for Piney. He's on a mission.
Thank you, legend. And if anyone's got any tips or where I should go or any suggestions, just jump on the website or jump on the Facebook page and drop me a message.
Very good, Piney. Thanks for chumming on the show
Thank you, mate.
And you have yourself a lovely day.
Get us some smash and pies.
Yes, there he is. Oh, my goodness, folks. Piney there. And, yes, he's getting to the bottom of it, isn't he? And what a great initiative. Supporting local business, supporting local bakeries. We will share his review shortly up on the Triple M Mid-North Coast socials, guys. It's 19 after 7 here at Strawny for Breakfast.
More Strawny for Breakfast after the break. The Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
24 and a half minutes after 7, Strawny for Breakfast on Worst Joke Wednesday. That's wet, wild and, a little precarious out there this morning as we go to the Mayor of the Port Macquarie Hastings Council, Peter Pinson. Good morning to you.
Good morning. And just before we came on air, you were telling me about rugging up a horse called Lola.
That's
correct.
And I
think we all need to be rugged up today because it's a little chilly out there.
Oh, it is. It doesn't, like, when I woke up this morning, the wind was howling, the rain was torrential, and I thought, what am I getting myself into today?
Well, at least you're inside. Not like poor Lola, but
yes.
You put a rug on her so she's going to be okay.
I'm turning into quite the horseman, Peter, if I don't say so myself. And before you know it, I'll be, the man from, I don't know, where am I going to be the man from? The Wilson River. There you go.
Okay, why not? Why not, I say.
Oh,
good for you.
Absolutely. You go on, Peter.
I'm so sorry. I was just going to say, let's do a little weather report because, you know, it's a soggy start to a wet Wednesday. It's hump day. We're looking forward to another weekend. But last weekend, oh, didn't she blow? We thought we were going to get a little minor flood and we dodged that bullet, which was great. And I tell you who else dodged a bullet was the organisers of all the events that were happening in our area because on the Saturday, the skies just opened up with blue. The rain stopped. The War Hope show happened. I was over there. It was a great show, 112th show. Ride the Soundwave Festival was awesome, went off. Xavier was there, of course. And, you know, all the other events that we had on in the area were able to happen. And then on Sunday, the rain came in again. So, you know, the weather's, autumn's definitely here and the weather is back with us again today. So careful out on the roads, everyone.
Absolutely. Yes, I was there and your councillors were down there as they started the festival off. And, yes, it was great to catch up with everyone. And, yes, the Ride the Wave Festival, the people. Peter, I know that I was with you a couple of years ago when you opened up the Ride the Wave Festival, but there were a sea of people lined up to the breakwall from the park and then down the break wall, and it could have brought a tear to a glass eye. Honestly, just seeing the community out getting behind it, it was amazing.
How good. Well, it's a massive fundraiser for Make a Difference, and Erin Denham, what a legend she is.
Oh, and Rob, yep, the whole team there, great
the whole
people.
Team right behind, you know, it takes a village to run a festival, and what a festival they ran, so let's see it back in 2025. Now, I want to talk about the school holidays are coming up. So kids break on Friday to go on school holidays, and you know, mums and dads who work just think, oh my gosh, you know, here's the horror of the school holidays again and what are we going to do with kids? Well, there's plenty to do in our region, as we know. The pools are still going to be open. So, you know, all those little icebergers that don't mind them, and kids don't mind cold water, do they, Stormy?
No.
So get to the pool, still enjoy the waves at the beach before it just gets too cold to get in there. Get out and experience Wild Nets. That adventure park is awesome in the Koora State Forest. There's our favourite, the Billabong Zoo, of course, and the Koala Hospital. But our libraries are just amazing places, and people love our libraries in the Port Macquarie Hastings region. And the library in Port Macquarie will be open for cosplay. Now, this is coinciding with Youth Week, and this cosplay is an annual event. And it's where people can come in on Sunday. This Sunday, there'll be probably over 100 young people that'll turn up, all dressed up in their cosplay costumes. And it also coincides with Magna Art Exhibition. Now, people will say, Magna, what's that? Oh, manga, I should say. It's a Japanese-inspired comic artwork.
Oh.
And they did comics as well. Now, you will maybe remember this. You may be old enough. It was on Breakfast TV growing up. Your dad certainly would. On Breakfast TV. And Simba the White Lion was one of those cartoons. So it's a real Japanese inspired look about it. So if there's any budding artists out there in our youth demographic and they're into anime and manga art, get your artwork in because we're going to have an exhibition just for you. So go on to Mid North Coast Library's website and that'll have more information, and go on to Council's website as well. So, you know, if you're heading away, be safe on the roads, and be safe on the roads anytime, really, especially in wet weather. The roads get a bit slick. So school holidays, kids are going to be about. So motorists, be aware, you know, there's going to be the young ones out and about. And, yeah, here we are, another week almost over and heading into almost the middle of April. Can you believe it?
I cannot believe it, Peter. And, yes, blinking, it'll be Christmas. And here I was thinking that you had an art exhibition on a very popular family sedan that used to get sold here, the Magna exhibit, but no.
Magna.
Yes, that's right. Oh, Peter, it's great to catch up with you as always, my dear, and you have yourself a great week.
You have a great week and have a wonderful Wednesday, everyone.
Not funny. Triple M's Worst Joke Wednesday. Thanks to Apps Mechanical. If your car's giving you the craps, get it to Apps. That's no joke.
Ah, yes. They'll have it purring like a pussy in no time, folks. Welcome to Worst Joke Wednesday. Yeah, the home of bad jokes on your hump day. And, yes, let's get straight into it, shall we? Pretty quiet in regards to entries this morning. Call now, though, if you'd like to be a part of it. Last-minute entries. Yes, get them in now, folks. As we go to the great man, Gary. Gary, good morning to you, brother. Welcome to the show. What's your yarn?
Alex, a bloke goes to his boss and says, I'm going to need some time off. The boss says, why? He said, well, my wife died suddenly last night. The boss says, oh, that's terrible. How long do you think you need? He said, 15 to 20 years.
Oh, jeez. Gary, holy dooly. Triple M, good morning. Who have we got there?
It's Mark.
Mark, good morning, mate. What's your yarn?
Righto, what do you call a spider with 10 eyes?
What's that?
A spy I do.
Jeez Louise. And I've just had one sent through, and there are actually two sent through. One from Glenn from Harvey Norman, and there is no way that is getting aired. Pull your head in, young man. Thank you. And Les the paper boy. Mate, I thought you were better, but that was horrific. This week, we are going to give it to, I think we better give it to Mark. Good morning, Mark, again. Well done, brother. A $50 gift card coming your way. Just hold the line for me, okay?
Will do. Thank you.
There he is. Another winner here at Strawdy for Breakfast, the Mid-North Coast Triple M. A tick after 7:45. It's time to get to the break. We'll be back with more shortly. Like we do every week, it's time to catch up with Katie Lee from my great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club.
Good morning, Ali.
How are you travelling, sweet pea? You're high and dry?
Oh, a little bit chilly today. I'll tell you what, the no hair was feeling it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You and I are in similar situations, aren't we, my dear?
We are. So, yes. Yeah, it was a bit of a shock to the system when I walked outside.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I really feel for you because you're so used to having so much more hair than I had with the tuft.
Yeah, that's right.
Anyway, what do you do? We just got to push on. What is happening at our great sponsors this week?
We have an epic $8,000 up for grabs tonight in our members' draw. Make sure you're here from 6 p.m. You have to be here to win it. And our second draw is at 7 p.m. We've also got trivia with Jerry from 7 p.m. And our travelling bowlers raffle tickets go on sale from 5 o'clock.
Fantastic. Now, speaking of trivia, the great man has sent me his get-in question. Which band released the album Cucumber Castle? Was it A, The Wiggles, B, The Bee Gees, C, The Hooly Doolies, or D, Phil and the Bowls Coordinators? It's probably not D, but yes, I have no idea.
No, I have absolutely no idea on that one.
Yes, very good. Now, you've got plenty of live entertainment happening this weekend at my great sponsors with Kingy on Friday night, the Rockabilly Duo, Rockabilly's Duo, rather, kicking off from 7:30 both nights.
Yeah, we do, and it's a great night. Come down Kingy, everybody loves him. He's a local legend. It's been around town for a long time. He'll be kicking off the weekend on Friday. And the Rockabilly's duo, they're great fun. If you love having a dance, make sure you come and join us for that. We've also got our delicious cocktail of the month as well, which is our strawberry gin daisy. It's nice and refreshing. And then coming up very soon, we've also got our Harry Potter trivia night on Wednesday, 17th, which is next Wednesday. And we've got a whole heap of epic Harry Potter quiz questions for you with Jez leading the way. We've got $15 Polyjuice potion cocktails and some amazing prizes. Make sure you dress up for our best dress prize that you can win.
Fantastic, Katie Lee. And yes, if you're looking for Philbo, he'll be under the stairs like every other good muggle, won't he?
He's more like our Dobby.
He is indeed. Good morning to you, great man. I hope the chest is the chest hair is growing back nicely. Ladies and gents, Katie Lee from my great sponsors. Have a lovely week, my dear, and I'll talk to you soon. The Mid-North Coast, Triple M and Shorty for breakfast. Currently 16 degrees at Baygo. And joining me like she always does, it is time to catch up with Cherie Coleman. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you travelling?
Yeah, really well. Nice-looking morning, aren't
it? It is beautiful, isn't it?
A bit breezy, but we can take it.
We can. We can. I do like this little autumn chill in the air.
It is nice to get the long sleeves out.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like, I love summer, but this is nice. I do enjoy it. And, so what is happening local news-wise, Cherie?
Plenty in the local news today. We have a man and woman who've been arrested over an alleged armed robbery in Port Macquarie. Oh. Police say the pair approached a man from behind on Horton Street. This was late at night on the 30th of March, armed with a knife and demanding cash.
That's poor.
They did get away with a sum of money, allegedly, and the victim was shaken but not injured, thankfully.
So
the 43-year-old man and 38-year-old woman were arrested on Tuesday in relation to that one.
Yeah, good. Good. Well done to the local police there. And what else is happening today, Cherie?
We've got some new figures on rents. We're still forking out pretty hefty amounts on housing, it seems, across the mid-north coast. Kempsey's seen a bit of an increase, a 4% up on the March 2023 quarter. So the average home there currently setting you back about $470 a week.
Wow, that is expensive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not quite as expensive as Bellingen, though. They saw an 11% jump, actually, to $565.
It's a trendy part of the world there, Cherie. Those trendy parts turn into expensive parts. And I don't know if you missed this one overnight, Cherie, but apparently on Friday night in Sydney, a racehorse let themselves out from their stable.
I did see this one.
And he's gone, and the footage of it is unbelievable. He's actually standing there waiting for the doors to open on the train. Oh, there's been some great puns to go with it too, like a horse on the wrong track. Late night horsing around. Worst joke Wednesday was yesterday, but we will take it. Thank you very much. Cherie Coleman, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Again tomorrow.
More Strawny for breakfast. After the break, the Mid-North Coast's Triple M. Anthony Maroon's NRL tips, thanks to the Settlers Inn and the friendly Fernhill Tavern in the industrial area. Triple M rocks footy.
Like we do every week, it's time to catch up with the man, the myth, the legend that goes by the name of Anthony Maroon. Welcome back for another week, champion.
Strawny, me old mate. It's going to be an interesting week. Your mob coming back from the bye, but it all starts again tonight.
Yes, it does, mate. The Knights are playing host to the Roosters at 10 to 8.
Well, lots of Roosters missing. Obviously, Teddy got absolutely ran over by Billy Kickow. I mean, you would rather get run over by a Hyundai XL, wouldn't you?
Yes, absolutely. Or a Daihatsu Pizar, even, Maroon.
Teddy's missing because of Kickow. Sam Walker's missing. Manu plays fullback. That's all fine. But then it starts to get a bit skinny. I think Michael Jennings has been named in the centres. Too many Roosters missing. Knights to win.
Very good, Maroon. Now, the first game on Friday is the Doggies heading south to Melbourne to take on the Storm. Good luck to them.
Well, look, you know what, Strawny? If I'm a Dogs fan, I'm more worried than ever. And here's why. They led 26-0 against a team with 12 men. The team with 12 men came back 26-20. Then they led 30-20. And then a team with 11 men nearly came back and knocked them off. So it was a win. But if I'm a Dogs fan, I'm going, what was that?
Yes.
Melbourne by 30.
Yes, absolutely, mate. The late game on Friday. Once again, a South-East Queensland derby with the Bronx and the Dolphins kicking off at 8 o'clock.
Yeah, look, you know, the old local derby. The Dolphins are top of the ladder, 3 wins, a loss, and a bye. What does that mean at the moment? To me, not much, but it's great to see them be successful. Both these sides are missing big names going into this game. Adam Reynolds, biggest one for the Broncos, and probably Flegler or Farnworth for the Dolphins, and also Tom Gilbert, obviously. I'm going to go for the Broncos based on last week.
Very good, Maroon. Okay, so the hosts to take that one out. Now, on Saturday at 3 o'clock, Maroon, the Warriors are playing host to Manly over the Dutch.
Well, this will be a close one. Warriors missing a couple. I expect both these sides to go a long way in the finals. Look, Manly, the bigger the opponent, the better Manly are. That's why they knocked over Penrith last week. This will be a massive game. I'm going to tip the Warriors just.
Very good. Okay, so the home side again there, Maroon. Very good. The 5:30 game on Saturday is the Parramatta Eels and the North Queensland Cowboys.
Yeah, Parramatta were bad in the absence of Mitch Moses in Canberra. They won't be that bad again. Brad Arthur's dropped a couple of them. Sivo, Warramu Greg, and Blaise Talangi. Talangi will be back at some point. The Cowboys have not won at Parramatta since 2015. That's about to change, Strawny. Cowboys to win.
Ooh, okay. Very good, mate. And yes, the Cowboys won't let last week happen again in a hurry, I don't think, mate.
No, absolutely. I think, you know, it just shocked me that they hadn't won in Sydney, in Parramatta, since for 10 seasons. But, you know, the Cowboys will beat Para.
Yes, I think so too.
They were terrible last week.
Yes, yeah, well, I mean, that's one way to describe it, I suppose. But the the match of the round, Maroon, if you don't mind me saying, Rabbits v Sharkies.
Well, mate, here's the reality of being a Rabbitohs supporter. They've won something like 5 of their last 20 games. And, you know, obviously we still love our Rabbitohs, but that's a hard one to swallow. No Latrell. That's not going to matter too much for mine. Damien Cook's been dropped. Still missing Jai Arrow with injuries, Alex Johnson, and then obviously Campbell Graham. It can't get any worse, I don't think, against a Sharks side that are travelling okay and coming off a bye. But you know what, mate? I never tip against my bunnies, but this time round, I'm not going to tip against them, but it's going to be like pushing the proverbial up a hill with a short stick.
Yes, up Cronulla is all I've got to say there, Maroon. The West Tigers are tackling the Dragons at 4:05 on Sunday.
Yeah, I'll take the Tigers here, mate. I won't. There's not any need for too much detail here. I'll just go Tigers.
Yes, that's right. Red V Radio, is that you? No, they're not ringing, Maroon. That's all right. All good. And around this round out, the Canberra Raiders, after a good game last week, are tackling the Titans.
Raiders at GIO Stadium. I love what their halves are doing this year. Jamal Fogarty, Ethan Strange. And I've always loved Joe Tarpany and Papali'i. The big fella, Josh Papali'i, just gets on, does his business, gets off, has a rest. But they're a good side, Canberra, and much better than I gave them credit for. Raiders to win.
Very good. And it's good to see, you know, the Raiders are starting, you know, if they can start to put a few together. But I just really cross my fingers that they can do the same at the other end of the season, Maroon.
Yep, absolutely. Well, you know, it's been a long time since the Raiders won a premiership. The great thing I love about the Raiders, Scrawny, is that they are very loyal to their coach. He's coached 250 games. They're not one of these clubs that, oh, we need a new coach because he's lost 4 games. Oh, we need a new coach because he's won 4 games. Like, Ricky's part of the fabric down there, and he's coached them for 250-plus games, and I think that's great. And I would love to see Ricky win a premiership with them.
Absolutely. I would too, Maroon. And, yeah, you're right. I actually made mention of it on the show yesterday about, like, you know, what's the point with these contracts? Why don't they just do pay by the month like every other, you know, mobile carrier or something? Because that's all they're worth, aren't they?
Well, mate, 100%, I don't know what they're worth anymore. You know, I don't, particularly around coaches. And these coaches, the payouts they've had to have.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah, in the words of Gus Gould, wow. That's all I've got to say. But I'll tell you, a man who stands by contracts maroon is Ego from the Laurent Stingrays. And after the big point you made last week, it's all because he gets a six-pack rack of long necks out of each deal.
Well, some of the arrangements he's organised for the players. I know when Louis Sarkis was there a few years back, he had Louis could have a free schnitzel on a Friday and use of the pub's ute on a Saturday and Sunday if he had his kids with him. And you know what, Ego, he honoured that contract for the 2 years that Louis Sarkis played.
Mate, he even claims that once upon a time, he was the man that got Ronnie Palmer into the NRL as a trainer on the field.
Well, you know what, mate, that's true, because Ego is the only bloke older and better looking than Ronnie Palmer involved in our great game.
Now, Maroon, as much as I want to sit and talk about famous rugby league trainers for the rest of the morning show, who brings you here to my very breakfast show this morning?
Well, let's get down to business here, mate. I've got something here that probably you might not even know about, Strawny. If you are a patron of one of Alistair's pubs, the Flower Hotel Group, that's what we call it, isn't it? Well, this is fair dinkum too. I know I jest a bit, but this is fair dinkum. The world's greatest promotion is in the works. It may involve Magic Round, you going, not you, Strawny. May involve the patron of the pub going. I'm involved and Mitchell Pearce is involved. So put the three things together. Magic Round.
Wow. Well, that is news to me, Maroon.
Yes. So if you frequent one of these fine establishments, give us another 48 hours and you'll have all the details.
Well, fantastic. That sounds exciting. And who knows, maybe even you might rope in Ronnie Palmer.
Well, look, I don't think we've got that much of a budget. But you know what? Ronnie's a fit old bludger. He could probably run to the Gold Coast. He could probably run to Brisbane.
Mate, he very well could. He very well could. Maroon, thank you for stopping by once again, mate. And may the best man win on Saturday.
And go the Bunnies. Remember, South supporters in the Coffs Coast and the Mid-North Coast, Port Macquarie, right down to Taree, right down into Karooa, wherever you are. We are the only club that's won 21 premierships. Glory, glory.
Triple M's Fair Dinkum Department.
Order! Order!
Thanks to Steve and the team at Fair Dinkum Floor Coverings in Wauchope. Fair Dinkum Flooring. You say it, they lay it.
Yes, Fair Dinkum Flooring getting behind the Fair Dinkum Department. And joining us this week is Kelly Sadie and Di Bannister from Lifeline. Well done. Thanks for coming in, ladies.
Well, thanks for having us.
Now, how's things in the world of Lifeline?
Well, I thought I was going to say it's fair dinkum.
Well, it's fair dinkum. Well done. Yes, it is fair dinkum. We'll take that. One box ticked. Very good.
Yeah, look, how much more fair dinkum can you get than the service that we offer to our Aussies?
Absolutely.
Our fellow Aussies.
And it is a service that is getting filled and filled with more and more people from the Mid-North Coast getting behind it. Am I right?
Absolutely. In fact, there's 13 of those people getting behind it right now, doing assessment, ready to go on the phone.
Oh, so fantastic. Well done. Because we did a big push for you guys for your recruitment drive, didn't we?
And it paid off, Strawny.
Well, I am glad to hear that. Well, we're going to debunk all things fair dinkum, much like the two fair dinkum ladies in front of me right now. So the first question this week, girls.
Mm-hmm.
There is a person in Australia who a couple of days ago took away $50 million in the lotto.
Mm.
Now, normally you get people that give the standard answer of, oh, I'll still work and, blah, blah, blah. This person has flat out gone and said, I'm never working again. So I put it to you, is it fair dinkum to never work again after winning $50 million? Mm. Or do you go to work and do, you know, what you do best?
What a question. Especially for us. When we love what we do.
That's right.
And we ask volunteers to do what we do. So, what do we do? What do you think, Kel? I think $50 million is a lot of money, so maybe it would be a job spending it on its own. There's a job already.
There you go.
There you go. And obviously spending it wisely.
Or not.
Yeah.
Or being totally frivolous and having fun.
Oh, I reckon the three of us could have a bit of fun with 50 million.
Eh? I think we could.
What
I think we could.
What do you do with 50 mil?
50 mil, it's a lot of money. And as you say, it would be a full-time job working out what you're going to do with it.
Yeah, absolutely. You'd have a whole heap of new friends, I would imagine.
Yeah.
You'd have to cull that. I mean, there's a job on its own.
Yeah.
Working out who you want in your friendship group.
Absolutely.
Because you get them knocking on the door.
Absolutely.
And when I've thought about this before and thought of doing philanthropic things, you know, like set up this organisation and do that, my husband goes, what about our family? What about our family? Look after them first, you know. And I'm like, yeah, well, 50 mil, that's a lot of money.
Yeah. Mm. I could probably buy some help for you guys.
Yes. Well, that's what's going through my mind. Imagine the people that you could get to help you out on things.
Oh,
so
absolutely.
We could get people to help out with
life
family.
Admin.
Yes.
Life admin.
Oh, you'd have a life admin person.
Helping with
you
the banking.
You could have another number, the life admin line.
Okay. Well, we're going to fund that, the life admin line.
The life admin line.
Some of our participants have talked about that, actually, like how much it takes to get through Service New South Wales and Centrelink. And our peer support workers help them with that. But if we could fund a service to help people get through life admin.
Life admin line.
Yeah.
There you go. You're welcome, girl. Mm. So we can say it's safe to say then that this bloke's fair dinkum in
it's
walking away
dinkum.
From it. Yep. Okay. Mm. Fantastic.
Fair dinkum, yep.
Yep, that's right. Tick. The two most fair dinkum ladies on the Mid-North Coast. the verdict's in. Very good. Yep. Okay, number two. Now, there was a story that came out late last week about some unlikely pet companions. It was a dog and a magpie.
Oh.
I don't know if you saw that, but...
Yeah.
Some very, I wasn't in favour of it, but the government separated the poor magpie and this dog.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
Yes.
And now it's come out that the family have been trying to get a hold of Stephen Miles to decide the fate of Molly the magpie.
Oh,
and bring
her
back
to
the
puppy.
Yeah.
These are the ones that are online.
Yes.
So they've been separated.
They have been separated by the Queensland government. Is that fair dinkum, ladies, or not?
What a crock of.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
That a wild animal that was happy, that was integrated, was well loved, is now taken away and put where?
Yeah, exactly.
That's terrible.
Isn't
it? So. Mm.
Yeah. So I'm deeming that not dinkum.
That's not dinkum. That's un-Australian.
Absolutely. So the race is on now to get the magpie
Molly
back to the...
reunited with her dog friend.
Absolutely.
Definitely. Yeah.
And they were inseparable. They used to go to sleep with one another.
Yeah, I've seen them on Instagram.
Yeah.
And I think, that's not on.
No. So
that's not dinkum.
And it's not dinkum. And Stephen Miles better get back in the book.
Come on, Stephen.
The good book of dinkum and do the right thing. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Now, lastly, girls, a bit of a lifeline update. How are you guys going? I know we touched on it in the beginning, but you're very busy with all of the people from the latest recruitment drive and some new programs, Kel, you were talking about too, that are going to get off the ground shortly.
Yeah. So we've got our Eclipse groups are growing. So they're about to start up again, where we've got people coming in getting support for suicide attempting.
Mm-hmm.
And that's grown into more groups where we're opening up groups now for people living with suicide ideation and self-harming.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
we're piloting those groups this year. And we're also starting up a carers group. So for people living with someone who's living with suicidality in their lives.
Yep.
So living with, it could be a parent, it could be a sibling, could be a flatmate.
Mm.
If you find yourself in a caring position for someone who has suicide ideations and you're taking them to hospital, caring for them, we've got a support group coming up for that, for the carers.
That is so great because it's a very real thing. And I came in contact with that recently, actually. Mm-hmm. And that's so good to hear because I'm going to let them know that when we come off air today because, it's a lot to have you carrying around with you every day and you want to do the right thing.
It's hard because you feel you've got a burden of responsibility of someone's lives in your hand and you don't know when to make the call, if you're taking them to hospital or to sit beside them and listen and we can help support that.
Absolutely. And Di, what about your neck of the woods, my dear? How's things travelling there?
Lifeline is getting more calls every day and we're hoping to get more volunteers to help us answer those. And as you said earlier, we've got 13 students, just at assessment phase right now, thanks to your support.
Oh, don't be
earlier.
Silly.
It was awesome. We got lots of people on the night.
Very good.
And I think as a team, we're going amazingly well. We're our local team here.
Mm.
Is 70-odd volunteers.
That is fantastic to hear. Unbelievable. Well done, guys.
Volunteers week coming up.
And we've got volunteers coming week coming up where we'll pay tribute to them. But I think we should always be paying tribute to our volunteers in all walks, but particularly those amazing people that take those calls.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, thank you, Di and Kel, for coming in today once again for the Fair Dinkum Department. Consider yourselves both Dinkum, and you are now part of the roster. Well done.
Thank you.
Guy Manister, Kelly Sadie from Lifeline Midcoast. Guys, you know what you can do. Go and buy something from your Lifeline shops.
Absolutely.
And support this great organisation. We'll be back with more after this. It is Triple M this morning, and joining us, Boss Mantooth, I better call you by your official name, Luke Campbell, the GM here at SCA, and also Malcolm Neal. Now, he is the Executive Officer of Business Port Macquarie, and we are talking the Business Awards coming up in May. Welcome, gentlemen, back again.
Hello, Alex.
Hi, Alex.
We're getting a bit serious today because there's a special announcement.
There is. We'll get to that. But nominations have closed. That's all done and dusted. And the rest of the process is underway, people. So stay tuned. We will keep you updated. And, yes, there is another item of business that feels very much self-indulging coming out on my show this morning. But take it away, gentlemen.
Yeah, so we've got an exciting announcement. We're going to announce our MC for the 2024 Coastline Greater Port Macquarie Business Awards today. And we considered a lot of MCs, but unfortunately they weren't available. So
Well, I love the truth on this show, Mal, and thank you for telling it, mate. I appreciate it.
Well, there was one other consideration for this person, wasn't there? It was really they weren't on the shortlist until they got a haircut. Was that right?
Yeah, that's right. We couldn't have this little extra bit of hair on top for a
I've heard that numbers were going to be an issue because it gets so packed, and it would have just tipped over the capacity of the event going ahead, the tuft of hair on my head. Ah, yes, but the cat's out of the bag, folks. I will be hosting the Business Award, the 2024 Coastline Greater Port Macquarie Business Awards, and I am looking forward to it, and I'm looking forward to having a great night just celebrating local business. It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it's a huge night. Over 500 people attend the Business Awards. It's the biggest Business Awards event on the coast. So, and in all seriousness, we're very proud to have you, Strawny, as the MC.
Oh, I appreciate that, Mel. Thank you, mate.
I'm sure you'll do a wonderful job.
Well, I'm about what you guys are about. You know, local business, it's hard out there, and you should be getting recognised for the hard work that you do, right? And
yeah, for sure.
That's what it's all about. It's fantastic. And give your peers a pat on the back while you're there as well.
Well, it is a wonderful event, Strawny, and SCA has had a great association with the awards over many years and Triple M. So it's great to be able to celebrate, like you said, offer that recognition. And
yep.
With you behind the mic, it'll be even more entertaining night, I am sure.
Yes.
What could possibly go wrong?
Yes, well done,
Mal. Maybe you should come into my office after this, mate.
There's going to be no 7-second delay on at that show, I can tell you, folks. businessportmacquarie.com.au. Tickets will be available soon, folks. Grab yours when they do become available. And thank you for coming in, gentlemen. You too have a lovely day.
Thanks, John.
Triple M's Tradie Thursday, powered by Fast Plus Building Supplies. The best mate a tradie can have.
Yes, it is time to do Tradie Thursday this morning, and joining us from Saltwater Construction's Mid-North Coast is Matt. Good morning and welcome to the show, big fella.
Morning, Strawny. How you going?
Mate, I am great. How are you travelling on Tradie Thursday?
Yeah, no, we're going good. We're going good. We're counting down the hours till Friday, but we're going good for Thursday.
Mate, you're only human. You're only human, and
yeah.
That's quite all right. That's quite all right. Now, mate, I understand you guys are doing a fair amount of work there at the Glenfern Retirement Village in Thrumpster. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so it's a new over 55s village. We've got about 155 houses to do, and I think so far we've done about 35, so we've got a few to go.
Wow, and that's an astonishing number, but what sort of time frame do you allow for yourself to tackle that amount of homes, mate?
The boys are pretty good. The head contractor usually gives us a fair bit of notice to come in and do three or four a week.
Yep.
Knock them over for the people to move in.
Wow. That's fantastic. I mean, what a time to be alive, mate. I mean, that's if that's the way that it all goes ahead these days, that's incredible.
Yeah, it doesn't always go to plan. I think a day like today, it's just like an episode of The Block out here at the moment where there's trades everywhere to get four houses handed over this afternoon. So,
mate, that's unreal. And I feel like just cue the old Jamie Dury where he's like, they're in the car, they're on the way home now.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Well, guys, if you're missing The Block, go to Glenfern and go and check that out in the Thrumpster area. Now, tell us a bit about Saltwater Constructions, Matt.
Yeah, so Saltwater Constructions, myself and my wife established it about 8 years ago.
Unreal.
I'd like to say that I'm the boss and run the show, but my wife would tell you different.
You know what, Matt? Honesty's the best policy, and it's the only policy on this breakfast show. So well done. Thank you for your honesty.
Yeah, there's no good buttering up any other way. That's the truth.
Oh, mate, you're in the good books when you get home. Fantastic.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Now, obviously, it's a bit more probably than your wife and yourself. How many other staff have you got there, mate?
Yeah, so we employ 6 subcontractors.
Wow. Okay.
All really good fellas, all you know, hardworking, younger style blokes. Who we'd be lost without, to be honest with you.
Well, that's good, Matt. And no doubt that when you go the younger option, mate, it's like having a few energizer bunnies running around, eh?
It is. It's good when they come up and take the shovel and the crowbar off you.
Oh, mate, I'll tell you what, you need more of them. Speaking of, how are you going staffing levels-wise? Matt, you're looking for anyone new, mate, or are you?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. We're always on the lookout. It's certainly, with all the building around the place, it's certainly not settling down, so we're always looking for experienced guys.
Yep. So you're leaning more toward experienced as opposed to apprentices and things like that?
At the moment, yes.
Yeah, cool. Okay, yeah. Fantastic. Now, first things first, I know that Sal's hurtled over in the Triple M Black Thunder, and in regards of, we've just talked staffing levels, but muffin and milk levels, how is that looking after Sal's brought them all over, mate? Have you made short work of them?
She's like a magnet with everyone around here. They seem to be drawn to her. So, yeah.
It's funny, mate. This time every Thursday, she seems to have that exact same problem. You wouldn't read about it.
Misses popularity.
Yeah, absolutely, mate. Absolutely. Now, what is the service area for you guys at Saltwater Constructions, Matt?
So we're currently servicing all of the Hastings, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
We do some work in Southwest Rocks. We've done work before in Foster.
Yep, so definitely our entire listening area, then you cover.
Absolutely. Yep.
Fantastic. Yep, righto, guys. Well, if you're thinking construction, think Matt and the team at Saltwater Constructions. They can look after you. And, mate, enjoy those muffins, enjoy the milk, and enjoy Tradie Thursday, young man. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, Trawny. Have a good one.
There he is, Matt at Saltwater Constructions. Now, if you'd like Sal to bring you Smoko to your job site, head to triplem.com.au, put your details in there, and we could be bringing it all to you. The finest of oat milks, of course, and the beautiful muffins from the hill here at Sovereign Hills, Port Macquarie. It's 20 minutes to 9, Strawny for breakfast, the Middle of the Coast, Triple M. Dob your mates in. Come clean yourself.
It's that time of the week.
Clean your act up, mate.
Thanks to Port Crystal Cleaners.
New rug wash now open with free pickup and delivery available.
And like he does every week, joining us from Port Crystal Cleaners is Luke this morning. G'day, mate. Welcome back. Oh, hang on, buddy. Where are you? Oh, you've changed mics on me. There you go. Sorry, mate.
G'day, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, buddy. Yeah, good. And how's everything in the world of Port Crystal Cleaners this week, mate? Been busy washing a few dirty dogs?
Yeah, definitely, mate. Had a few good ones come through. I seen a lady dropped in the other day, a nice hall runner that was just covered in dog hair. So, you know, the boys are going to get rid of a furball chewing through that one, but...
Well, maybe you know, some of the staff members could put a bit more on their heads even. That's thinning a little bit there, buddy.
Yeah, glue it on, mate. Give themselves a bit of a bit of a merkin.
Yes.
Smirkin from merkin.
More of those aerodynamic folk that have hall runners, I'm sure you're referring to there. Now, the drive-through been busy with lots of people coming in, I hear, to check out the facility.
Definitely, mate. They can't get over how easy it is. You know, you don't have to make any effort at all to swing by. The boys will look after you. It's really good. And even, you know, if you're too busy to drop it through, the pickup and delivery is great. We're actually heading had, well, we had the coughs regularly, but we're heading up the coughs next week, and we're picking up a 42-year-old Moroccan.
Wow.
Yeah, rug, that is.
Yeah, I was going to say. And how long's he been in the country for? Or is he just recently here, is he?
We don't discriminate, mate. No, we'll give him a tub regardless. Well. But, you know, that rug, you know, it's older than us, mate. So imagine
it
that.
It really is.
Yeah, imagine what that's been through, mate. We can only hope there's a bit of dog pee on that because, well, you know, we'd love to give it a good wash.
I tell you what, I think that would probably be the least of its worries being that age.
I'd say so, mate. She's probably got a few stories.
Yes, well, yes. I'm sure anything of 42 years of age has seen some living.
Definitely, mate. You don't even need the age. Evan's a little bit younger. The young fella, Wesley, last night, Mum brought the new pup down and long story short, I had the lights off and I found two wees, and then Wesley found the poo by slipping in it and falling out. The old Pikachu shorts got covered in dog deuce, and along with his feet and legs, we had a bit of a...
Oh, well, you know what they say, mate. You've got to catch them all. And it sounds like Wesley just did just that. 1-3-3-5-3 is the telephone number, folks. Call now if you'd like to dob yourself in, clean your act up, and Luke and the team at Port Crystal Cleaners will give you a $200 rug wash voucher for Clean Your Act Up. We do it every Friday, and we will take your calls next. This morning, it's Awesome 80s Friday, and it's all about the good times, greatest hits here, folks, and lovely to have your company on your wireless or your listener app this morning. Now, before we get to the break here at 8:15, I just want to stop down quickly because I've received a whole heap of messages this morning, and yes, for the first time in a few years, and the first time, in fact, since I've taken over the breakfast show, we had some rain. Ratings yesterday come out, and this breakfast show is still very much on top in regards to the ratings. And I must say, it's been a lot of work, and I wanted to stop down quickly and thank all of you for tuning in every day, because you guys get me out of bed every day, and this breakfast show is something I am so proud of, and I love that I get to wake up and, you know, talk to you guys every morning. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you, and Triple M Mid-North Coast still reigning supreme, and we are so grateful for that. So thank you very much for tuning in, and no matter where it is, and whether you catch up on our listener app, whether you listen to the show every morning, or maybe you just stay across our social channels, we are so grateful. Well, I'm so grateful anyway. So thank you. It means a lot, very much so. Right, we're going to have a quick break here, guys. It's 8:15. We're heading down the hour to 8:30. And, yes, before 9 o'clock, we will crown Quiet Achiever of the Week. And, yes, we're looking forward to that, folks. Don't go anywhere.
Sending the wattage to your cottage from around the corner. This is Strawny for Breakfast, the Mid-North Coast's Triple M.
Every week, it's time to catch up with none other than Alistair Flower.
Yes, good morning. Good to speak.
Mate, how are you travelling this morning? You well?
Mate, I'm well. I'm well, man. I'm actually dropping the kids off to school for the last time.
Of
school
course.
Holidays, here they come.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Mate, they're all getting ice creams and stuff. Supposedly that's a bit of a thing to do, lollies and ice creams for the teacher, but then they disperse it amongst the class, so... I've got a couple of kids at Coles right now while I'm doing this.
Well, very good, mate. Very good. Now, a very busy weekend within the Flower Hotel Group this weekend.
Oh, huge. And it's great to have, I think I might have even said this last week, back to good to have community sport again.
Yes.
But hopefully, fingers across, everything opens up. And it looks like the weather's going to be outstanding. So hopefully the moisture in the grounds... gone. Looking forward to soccer and the rugby union as well. I know there's the Pirates are playing the Vikings, which will be a cracker. All the soccer will be on, the netball again, and they did play netball last week. That was the only sport I think they played. But it's great. So it's a good luck to everyone. The Hastings League's on again. I know that the Lake Caddo Raiders are local, and the Long Flat Dragons are local.
Yes.
Playing at home. So, look, I love this time of year with all the community sport. There's so much activity around town and clearly in the pubs as well.
Absolutely, mate. Now, I did speak to Maroon earlier on in the week to get his NRL preview, and he was telling me that there is some exciting news coming out of the Flower Hotel Group, but he didn't allude to anything, and to truth be told, it was news to me.
Oh, he didn't tell you that he was involved?
No, he kept his mouth shut for once in his life. So there you go.
No, it's exciting. We're doing an exclusive just for Flower Hotels for all our pubs around the Mid-North Coast, from Long Flat, Taking Settlers, Fernie, all the Hastings Hotel, Beechwood. We're doing a giveaway. Each venue has got two tickets to to the ultimate weekend away at Magic Round up in Brisbane, which will be great. So just drinking Carlton Dry or Great Northern in the pubs, and we'll in 4 weeks' time we'll be announcing a winner, and that includes you and a mate up to the Magic Round, a goal pass for every game, three nights accommodation at the Siebel in Brisbane, and you've got Maroon and Mitchell Pearce from the Newcastle and Roosters player who will be hosting and hosting a great lunch on the Saturday, a big long lunch on the Saturday before the Saturday game. So that's an amazing. So there'll be 18, I think there's 18 people going up, so it'll be all exclusive just for our hotel group, and something that'll be great in the pubs.
Mate, that's going to be very popular with all the, especially the NRL fans of the Mid-North Coast.
Oh,
well
huge.
Done, mate.
Yeah, and the Magic Rounds, it's we talked about Vegas, but Magic Round's got that same vibe, you know, everyone there together and excited. And we did this a couple of years ago, and the feedback from the guys who went up said it was just the greatest weekend. So hopefully this will be just as good, and it'll be a good promo and something that people will want to try and get involved with in the pubs.
Absolutely, mate. Well done. Well done. Now, the number one venues are the Flower Hotel venues to watch all things UFC, especially at the Cat
UFC,
Eye.
Yes.
Yeah, the Cat Eye Tav with the big 6-metre screen, mate, and you've got it all happening this weekend.
Yeah, yeah. So it's a big UFC one, actually, this one, the big 300, UFC 300, down at Lake Cat Eye Tavern. But also up at Settlers, we do that. We do that every UFC and boxing. But they've also got a classic motorcycle show. They do that every year as well. The old classic bike guys come down and bring all their old Ducatis, and there's a couple of Indians, and there's some great old bikes down there taking over half the car park. So
unreal.
That might be not a bad little Sunday afternoon to pop down, check out all these great bikes, and then pop in to have some lunch and watch the UFC.
Fantastic. And also the Monster Boys are playing down in Cattaway this weekend.
Yeah,
aren't
Lake Cattaway. Yeah, no, it's great. Some great entertainment around. I know Jess Flanagan's down at Little Shack as well. Monster Boys at Lake Cattaway Tavern will be a cracker Saturday night.
Yeah, big cheerio to Brian and all the boys getting involved there. Brian's a great bloke. He'll be rocking his bass out on Saturday, that's for sure, mate. Mr. Flower, you have a great weekend, sir. And, mate, we will catch up again next week.
All the best. Have a great weekend, everyone.
Triple M's Quiet Achievers.
Time to crown a Quiet Achiever of the Week. And this week, Lisa would like to shout out her friend Hayley, who says she's a truly wonderful lady. Always going above and beyond for her friends and putting them first. And last weekend, Hayley dropped everything she was doing to ensure Lisa's daughter would be able to make it to her soccer game after something came up. Now, Lisa says these selfless acts are not unusual for Hayley. And Hayley wants to have the huge Triple M round of applause that she deserves. So, Hayley, ask no more. Here is your huge round of applause for you, and it's all thanks to Lisa and the team at Regional Australia Bank. Head to triplem.com.au to nominate a Quiet Achiever today. And yes, we're always looking for you lovely people to let us know about the people doing good things in your neck of the woods. We partner with Triple M, we partner with Regional Australia Bank every week, the trusted bank for all regional Australians. And we'll crown another Quiet Achiever next week.